40 years ago, Preston King fled the United States to avoid a prison sentence. He had refused to submit to the military draft. Last year, he was pardoned and returned to the U.S. for the first time. In doing so, he became a small player in the larger civil rights movement. NPR's Madeline Brand spoke to King, who lives in Lancaster, England.
It was 1961, and Preston King was going before the draft board in the small town of Albany, Georgia. He says until the board saw the color of his skin, they had referred to him as Mr. King. The Mr. was dropped as soon as they got a look at him.
And I simply indicated to them that they would have to at least observe the niceties. They would have to employ the titles before I could go along with their decision. And that would be a test. In the end, they preferred to put me in jail rather than to change their mode of address. They never could accede to the idea of referring to a young black man as Mr. knowingly.
Preston King is not only a Mr., he's now a professor of political science at the University of Lancaster in England. He has a family there. His daughter, Una, is a Minister of Parliament. He decided he wouldn't serve an 18-month prison sentence for refusing to join an army that didn't respect him, and so he left. And no, 40 years later, he has no regrets.
I have no reason to regret my decision. I regret the whole situation. I regret the segregationism. I regret the oppression. I don't regret the business of saying to it in the face, thus far and no further, no, I don't regret that.
Perhaps, he says, he would have been more politically active had he stayed, become a lawyer, get involved in the civil rights struggle, a struggle that seemed to end when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot in 1968. Preston King was in England then. He found out as he was listening to the news on the radio.
I just sank, dissolved into a chair. It was a kind of numbness, a senselessness, a sense of the stupidity, absurdity of the whole business, that this is the way we conduct politics.
It wasn't until last year that Preston King was allowed to return to the United States. President Clinton pardoned him, and he flew back to Georgia to attend the funeral of his older brother. He says he was first struck by the big skies and the crisp winter air, and how much his small town had changed. A big highway had replaced the two-lane road he used to take to church. And as for race relations?
I would have said the U.S. was doing very well now, whereas 40 years ago, the U.S. was doing abysmally. And now, despite all the tensions and nastiness and stuff that's always there, it seems to me to be a much improved scene. It's got a long way to go, but then where does one not have in human relations a long way to go?
Preston King sees his refusal to accept the draft board's racism 40 years ago as a small step towards integration. By insisting on being treated with respect by the draft board, he became part of a movement that included bus boycotts, lunch counter sit-ins, and mass demonstrations. He says that movement was successful in ending segregation, and he looks forward to a truly integrated society. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.